This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
The Drive at 5, the stories driving today's headlines. Brought to you by ServiceMaster of Greater Pittsburgh. When disaster strikes, demand the yellow van. On 100.1 FM and AM 1020, KDKA.
Hello, we're on a little bit late today. That's all right. I'll talk to you, 866-391-1020. That's 866-391-1020. I guess this is the Drive at 5. Stories driving the news every single day at 5. It's all brought to you by ServiceMaster Greater Pittsburgh. Demand that yellow van. Okay, so lots going on. I do want to get into, and I don't have a lot of time, just an hour, so we're going to rip through it. A couple things. One guy exonerates himself from being called a racist. That's a big story. A really big story. And that's going to resonate for a couple days. You know, I'm kind of like deciding what to talk about because I only have an hour and there'll be stuff for tomorrow that I'll get into. Before I get into everything, big ups to Zero Res, who like cleaned the whole office. They also cleaned the studio. My man was in here and got it done. And it's still a little damp on the floor and even on the chairs and stuff. But it smells so fresh, so clean, and so wonderful. All right, here we go. 866-391-1020, 866-391-1020. You can hit the NASCAR Roofing Instant Access line to all our shows. That's just a click away. Email us, instantaccesskdkradio.com. Jock tax, no more. People knew this was coming down the pike. So the city of Pittsburgh's so-called jock tax, where when ball players come in or when musicians come in to pay or play, excuse me, it's now been deemed unconstitutional. Incredible. Pennsylvania's state Supreme Court said today. That means, are you ready for this? City officials who used to collect millions of dollars of fees each year from visiting performers, no longer able to do so. There was a 14-page opinion.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
That said, the tax applied only to non-residents violates the state's uniformity clause. And the tax has been collected since 2005. So for 20 years, this tax has been collected and imposes a 3% tax on income from non-Pittsburgh residents while performing at the publicly funded stadiums, PPG Paints Arena, Acrisure, PNC Park. However, in 2019, the players' associations from the leagues, NHL, NFL, MLB, they sued Allegheny County Common Police Court. And they said, wait a minute. This tax discriminated against non-residents who play here. And the case has since been tied up in court. Well, no more. In April, the city said there's no discrimination. But the court says, yeah, there is. So under Pennsylvania law, the city will be permitted to collect a 1% earned income tax from non-residents, allowing Pittsburgh officials to recoup one-third of the money being lost. Now, Ed Gainey said the city was disappointed. Hell yeah, it's disappointed. Because everybody told you that this was going to happen, and you still counted on that money. Now, here is the rub at 866-391-1020. Is the city prepared to pay refund claims submitted by these people? We're going to go back 20 years, and we're going to have people that came in and played three hockey games. Or 10 hockey games. Or if you played for the Cincinnati Reds or the Brewers or St. Louis Cardinals, a bunch of baseball games. especially if you were paid pretty high. And you're going to say, hey, Pittsburgh, I want my money back. Are they prepared to pay it back? And the statute of limitations is 3 years, which means that any non-resident athlete or performer who's paid the tax during that time could submit a new refund claim based on all this. They could have dealt with this 3 years ago. They chose to let it play out. Now the city, because Ed Gainey doesn't know what the hell he's doing, is going to be up the creek for a lot more money than he anticipated. They should have cut it off right when it went to court and saved at least 3 years of this. Every single person who was overcharged is going to try to get their money back. How do I know this? Because professional athletes don't do their own taxes. They don't make an appointment at H&R Block, or they don't go on TurboTax and fill something out. They have accountants. And you know what accountants get paid to do? Do more work for these people. So they are going to do more work for these people and collect more. Because you know what it gets them? More in their pocket. The city of Pittsburgh, again and again and again and again, stumbles upon itself. Now, the Gainey administration is going to have to craft a budget this year without that tax. Keep that in mind. But they're not going to be the ones that have to deal with it. The O'Connor administration, or Tony Marino, the O'Connor administration is going to have to be the ones who deal with this. Because Ed Gainey took everything and pushed it down the road. It's like that kid that takes something, I don't know, that he shouldn't have, or messes something up and hides it in the leaf pile or puts it underneath some stuff in the laundry and thinks, well, it's just going to go away. It's just going to be forgotten about. Well, eventually it comes to the surface. Now, Rachel Heisler said the fee has brought in more than, are you ready? $79 million. And the city expected to collect $16.8 million from 2026 to 2030. So now they got some time that it's a real possibility to budget for. The city would have been positioned better to absorb this loss had they built in a flexible buffer, as they advised the controller's office in 2024. But Gainey said, nah, we're good. It'll be okay in court. Why anybody in this city thought that Ed Gainey could be mayor and handle this and not screw everything up? I have no idea. You know what? Maybe he should call Scarano and see if he can recoup some of that money from that guy's pension that he's getting with a gun and a ski mask every month and put it back into this account. That might help buffer just a little bit. Ed Gainey has been one failure after another. And for some people, I don't want to make Chris Moore mad, but for some people, they've called it out, and called it out, and been called every name in the book, including me. But you know what? It was simple to see. Ed Gainey's not a bad guy. Ed Gainey loves Pittsburgh. Ed Gainey's a guy I truly believe in his heart wants what's best for this city. The job of being mayor from day one was always a million miles over his head. He was never going to be good enough. In theory, shoot for the stars. Yeah, maybe. But sometimes you have to realize reality. And the reality is this. Guy was never cut out to be mayor. You know why? Because he thought something like this, the jock tax, when so many people told him, hey man, we better figure this out, he thought it was kind of just going to go away. Well, good luck writing that check, Ed.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.